Coalition Against Corruption Director Terry Mutswanga says his organization is unhappy with reports that more than $500,000 donated by the Chinese government to assist the Chingwizi flood victims has not reached its intended beneficiaries.
We understand that there was some $500,000 that was handed over by the Chinese embassy some few months ago to assist the victims of the flooding. But we do not even know how that money was disbursed or was used in actually assisting the flood victims. Because when we toured Chingwizi on several occasions, we could hear complaints from disgruntled villagers that they are going to bed on empty stomachs. So there's greater need to actually look into that.
Mutswanga called on Parliament to set up a probe team to investigate the Tokwe Mukosi government-appointed committee led by Masvingo Provincial Affairs Minister Kudakwashe Basikiti.
I think there is need for Parliament to set up a committee that actually investigates on how the donations that were disbursed to the people of Chingwizi were used. Because there were reports that came out saying such donations were abused by greedy officials who went on to loot the donations at the expense of the suffering people of Chingwizi. So there is greater need to look into this issue so that if there are any individuals who actually looted these donations are brought to book.
Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says it is concerned by the deteriorating food situation at Chingwizi following recent skirmishes at the transit camp. Zete Lecturer spokesperson Kumbirai Mafunda tells Studio 7 that the shortage of food at Chingwizi is now threatening the flood victims' constitutional right to food.
We interacted with villagers from Chingwizi when we went there to assist them with legal assistance as Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. We remain concerned by the reports which CAC has unearthed about the denial of food. We interacted with these villagers whereby they told us about the food rations that they get, which they said were insufficient or inadequate. They spoke about the rations to do with peas and maize, which they said was inadequate to meet their needs. So we remain concerned by the situation in Chingwizi as Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and applaud efforts by CAC and other organizations to go and assist the people of Zimbabwe, of Chingwizi, rather than being seated in these offices.
For his part, Basikiti told Studio 7 by phone that he would welcome the setting up of a probe team to look into the corruption allegations. He said this would help clear his name and that of his committee. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.